It's time to podcast. So, Mikey B, I've already started rolling if you haven't picked that up yet. So
certainly have. Let's I see the red light.
Run it. Mikey B, what do we got in the news this week?
Well, only one big news item. Square Enix had a digital showcase presentation, and they announced a slew of games. So we're going to roll through the list as we do, and if any of these games spark any interest or conversation amongst me and you, we will do it. If not, we'll just roll on to the next one. First one, coming out September 10th on Google Stadia, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X, is the sequel to Life is Strange 2 called Life is Strange True Colors. That is kind of a talking choose your own adventure type game. So it's like playing a movie. It's like an interactive movie. I would say how the Life is Strange game is you make choices, and then based on the choices, different branching path happens. So it's kind of like a choose your own adventure, or that thing that Netflix came out a couple years ago with Black Mirror.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
This game's a mystery game, isn't it? Where you got to figure something out. No, I was going to say, I think recently there was a trailer or something where, like, I noticed it, and they're like, this came up recently, and I saw that it was on the Game Pass, and it was just like a mystery game, and I debated it, but I never pulled the trigger on it.
But it's a cool game to play with someone who isn't into video games, but, like, to show them, like, how much video games have changed and formed beyond us, like, hey, Mario jumping or, like, shooting people and, like, first-person shooter. So it's a fun game to play. And if you want to dive back into get the whole story of Life is Strange, even though all these stories are separate, but there's some connective tissue to them. Life is Strange Remaster is coming out. Do they give me a date? They do not give me a date. It's coming out September 10th. So I guess the same day as True Colors, you play Life is Strange Remaster, which is Life is Strange, and then Life is Strange Before the Storm. So you get to have all the Life is Strange fun in one bundle.
Cool. I haven't played any of them, so maybe.
Good time to jump on.
I don't even want to say maybe. We'll leave it open-ended, just, you know.
Fair enough.
Just in case, like, if someone's keeping track, like, he said he's going to try this game, and I probably don't.
Then we get, like, an Instagram message, oh, it finally came out. What did you think of it? It's like, good one.
This guy's a phony. He never played, you know, Crash 4 before or something like that. So I'm just going to let it fly. So
next up, this was announced in June 2020 in the PlayStation event when they were, I believe, probably revealing the PlayStation 5. It was called Project Athena, I'm going to go with, and now it's called Forsaken. This is an action-adventure game where you face off against dragons and other colossal beasts, and this game will launch exclusively on PlayStation 5 in 2022. And then after it launches on PlayStation 5, it'll be coming to the Windows PC.
I could dig it. This is the one that looks like Ninja Gaiden, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. I'm interested to see more about this, just because I see some of, like, the stills, and it looks pretty cool. More information would be dope, but I guess we'll wait and see.
This is a big one for you, Josh, because this is an Xbox Series X Game Pass first day exclusive. This game is called Outriders. This is a third-person looter shooter. This game is launching in about 2 weeks, April 1st. It'll be on Google Stadia, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X. And this game will be available to play for free if you have Game Pass on that same day of April 1st. This is quite a win for Xbox Game Pass and Xbox in general. This is a legit, you know, AAA game that people are really excited about, and you'll be able to play it for free if you have Game Pass. This is a big win for Xbox, in my opinion.
And what is the title of that, sir?
Oh, the game Outriders?
There you go. Didn't think you said it, so I was like,
I might have, maybe if not. As we do a live podcast, I might have missed the title. Yeah, the game is called Outriders. Sorry about that. And
we're going to leave it blank for everybody to figure it out before we post the episode.
So this is cool. And then you saw the trailer, you saw some footage for it, and yeah, you seem to be down for this one.
Yeah, this looks awesome. Like, this looks like what I really wish Monster Hunter would have been. like, I love the idea of, like, hunting down, like, what it looks like to me is, like, these just massive monsters that you have to, like, conquer, right? Mm-hmm. But this one, like, you can use, like, magic is what it looks like, or you use some sort of, like, elemental force to help you with it, which is awesome. And not have to rely so much on weapons, but more on, like, how you're approaching the game. You know what I mean? Because, like, if you pick fire, what it looks like, and then you have to use that to help you go on and loot and shoot and all that cool stuff, so...
Yeah, upgrade your weapons, upgrade your perks, body armor, all the stuff that we enjoy playing games for.
Yeah, I'm digging this one, man. This is day one for sure.
Nice. Next up is a 3D platform from the makers of from Sega. I think they might have worked on the Night games for the Sega Saturn and maybe Sonic Adventure 1 or 2. You always could fact check me on Google for that. But this game is called Balian's Wonder World. And yeah, there is a demo of it a bit ago, and it's coming out March 26th. And yeah, it's you know, it's a game that you jump around in a 3D world. And I'm being very hesitant because based on some feedback of the demo, this game is not so hot.
This game's a snoozer.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but I'm surprised you're running through the list and you saw this and you're like, let me bring this one up.
I just bring the news. If these games interest me or not, as you know, I have to provide the people the news of the video game week. There could be some people that might like this. So
I've seen this character before. This is an old character, right? I feel like the guy with the hat, he's... I feel like this came out a long time ago. But anyway, yeah, this is... We're going to give this one a hard pass. So
yes, sir. Next up, a game that I was really hyped for when it first came out, and then, it stumbled a bit, but now maybe this game could get back on track. Marvel's Avenger, Black Panther. There's a Black Panther expansion, War for Wakanda. And there will be some Hawkeye DLC. They also announced that Spider-Man will still be an exclusive to PlayStation, but he will come out a little bit later. So Operation Hawkeye Future Imperfect launched us a couple days ago, so you get to have some Hawkeye fun. And then the War for Wakanda will drop soon enough. And that's cool, because I think the idea of being a Marvel superhero game in a big world seems like a good idea. I don't know if this game has landed all the right moves yet, and Josh is saying this. Josh's facial expressions is telling me that he does not believe so, but I have faith that this game hopefully could rebound, especially now it's next gen, and hopefully that makes the game run smoother, look nicer, and kind of live up to the promise that we might have had when it first came out. The floor is yours, Josh.
I'm trying to like think of ways not to just completely shit on this game right now. Like,
so this does not interest you whatsoever to go back.
No. Okay. So the news makes me really sad.
Okay.
Just because like this awesome content, like the Hawkeye story they're doing is like Hawkeye is, you know, he meets, I think his name is Maestro, which is like the future Hulk version. And like, he's bad and like, he's your villain. And like the story plots are like taking a lot of things from the comic books, and it's awesome. Like, it's awesome content. And then the War for Wakanda looks like it looks cool. You know what I mean? And the character looks awesome. And like, there's a lot of potential there and for the future of the game, but the game just does not live up to it. Like, it's just like, that's what I was saying. It makes me sad. It's like, yeah, this is going to be a cool new world where you could do potentially the cool stuff, but like the game is still boring. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like you're going the way the game is right now, even with like the Kate Bishop stuff and like all this other stuff, is like you're still going into like a level and just not even looting. It's like you're creating, like you're just getting like equipment for like nothing. You know, and like, it's just like you can level up so much, but you're pretty much grinding the same four levels and slash game for like every single area. And it's just, it's boring, man. And like, I wish there was, I don't know what the solution is to it, but like, they need something that changes kind of like the whole game. Like, you can keep this mode, but like, they need kind of like, not the Spider-Man treatment, because that's like a that's a whole new game in itself, but they need something else in here. And it's just depressing with all the news coming out, because I guess like, you, it would be awesome to play these characters, but there's nothing in me that's like, I don't want to grind this character to level 20 and collect salvage for like 6 hours. And then for what? Only to go into another level to get more salvage? And it's like, it's hard to let this game pass. Just because, like, yeah, you got an upgrade to the Series X, which is going to help the game tremendously, but mm-hmm. is it even worth it? Is the thing. So it's like, okay, you're going to collect salvage at a faster frame rate. I don't know, man.
It doesn't change the gameplay here, what you're saying.
Yeah, there's nothing new to it. So it's like, yeah, we're going to get Wakanda, but you're going to have to just collect salvage in Wakanda. And it's like, I want to find, like, a better... I don't know what the answer is right now, obviously, because obviously we're kind of just talking about it, but, like... Mm-hmm. There needs to be a new mode that could, like, I don't know what the point of it would be, but it would just be different. Or just, like, a whole new story mode that is not, based around salvage. I don't know, man. It just bums me out because this is a lot of cool shit. And, like, I love the Marvel stuff, and, like, the fact that they're basing a lot of stuff in the game with the comics is, like, it's a huge miss for the game itself, so... That's my hot take on it. So definitely depressing news. The game died like ASAP. It was cool for like 2 days and then people got bored.
With that, we'll transition to Tomb Raider, the definitive survivor trilogy. That means you're getting the Tomb Raider, the first Tomb Raider from 2013. Rise of the Tomb Raider from 2016 and Shadow of the Tomb Raider from 2018 with all the extra DLCs and bells and whistles that came with the game. This game will also probably have all the usual up, 60 frames per second, better textures, faster load times, and it is coming out in 2 weeks for $50. So if you've ever missed any of these games from last gen, you can play now on your new console. And yeah.
Cool.
These games are good, but like I played the first two, but yeah, it's cool. But it's also, it's just like, I don't know, it's like a rehash of something that, came out a while ago. So it's not like super exciting.
Yeah, it's like how they should have just given these upgrades for free, I feel.
That's true too. Because in this note, it says it's $20 now to get this. But in 2 weeks, it's going to go up to $50.
Yeah.
So you're paying an extra $30 just for like, better looking like frame rates, a faster load times and like 60 frames per second. So, as a consumer, this is not very friendly, but
yeah, when you look at Avengers, they pretty much gave that shit out for free too. So it's like, take a note, unless they're like getting you to get back into it because the new game's coming, but I don't know.
Unknown.
Not cool.
Next up, we're going to finish up with some mobile titles. First up is Just Cause Mobile. Just Cause Mobile is a top-down action shooter that Square Enix say will feature 4-player cooperative missions and 30-player cooperative multiplayer matches. You also get an action-packed story campaign and a fleet and a free-to-play package. No launch date yet, but it will land sometime later this year.
That's like really bold, I feel. You're like jam-packing cool modes for a phone game that, I don't know, you're going to get 30 people to play together, So we'll see how it goes. It could be cool. I like that they have a new story in there for mobile only, so that could be something
cool. That is cool. Especially if you could use a controller on this mobile, then that will probably help out quite a bit.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was
it's playing on a touchscreen one of these type of like, games it's a little tough, so hopefully you could link it up with your Xbox or PlayStation controller and have fun. Next up, a game that's over 43 years old.
Dang.
Is now being reinvented for our times, Josh. Space Invaders AR, an augmented experience that's on your phone. So you could play Space Invaders on your kitchen cabinet or your washing machine or your wall or anywhere else you go. Or maybe they invade your park. So Space Invaders could be played anywhere and be seen anywhere.
This is a stretch, man. I get what they want to do. Like, I'm watching some of the footage right now.
Mm-hmm.
But how cool is Space Invaders, though? You know, like, I don't know a lot of people that are, like, super hyped for Space Invaders now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it could be cool. I wonder, like, how they're going to approach it. Like, are you, like, first-person shooting, like, up into space? Or, like, is it, like, you know, first-person shooter, like, in, like, a fucking normal environment? So
it'll be interesting to see how this actually appears once it's in the wild.
Yeah, man. Like, just, I kind of want to just be, like, leave it alone. Like, leave the classics alone. Like, let them be, you know? Like, the same thing with Tetris. Like, yeah, it's cool, but, like, why are we forcing so much on it?
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, they're going to remake, like, Pong, and it's going to be, like, Super Pong, and like, it's going to be in, like, some fucking really wild special effects where, like, you and, like, 100 players are playing, you know what I mean? So,
oh, don't worry. There'll be a Pong Battle Royale that's coming soon.
Yeah, fucking
You put the idea out there, Josh. 6 months later, we'll be talking about that. Atari revises Pong with Pong Battle Royale.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? So it's like, or Pac-Man Royale, or like, I think there's actually like a Pac-Man, like,
I think there is a Pac-Man
something.
Royale.
Yeah, there's something like that. I just saw recently. But this makes me seem like I'm just like hating everything, but like just leave it alone, man. Like, I don't know. The game was just like, it was great for the time, and like,
mm-hmm.
we've been able to advance so far. If anything, just remake the old versions, like just clean them up, keep mm-hmm. them 8-bit, clean them up, resend them out. People really want the nostalgia for Space Invaders, they can get it, but this VR thing is going to be interesting.
Yes, sir. And that is the news.
Right on. I don't know what I was going to say. I just kind of just like paused and just like,
it works.
But we're going to keep it in there, and that's how we roll. But that was Mikey B with the news, and we'll catch you guys next week. See ya. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.